From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The massive storm that battered the East Coast this week is now fading, but Sandy's toll has become all too clear. In the U.S., at least 66 people are now confirmed dead, 8 of them in New Jersey, where we begin this hour.
Our co-host, Melissa Block, is in Atlantic City. She's been talking to people up and down the Barrier Island, which was inundated by Sandy and is still mostly shut down. But cleanup has begun.
Oh, Sandy, your name is so fitting. The storm heaved tons of sand up off the beaches as it churned along this narrow Barrier Island. The water's mostly gone, but that sand is thickly packed, over a foot deep, on streets a few blocks in from the ocean in Margate, New Jersey. And now it's up to crews in front-end loaders to dump it back on the beach. These streets are pretty much deserted. Most people heeded the evacuation order and haven't been allowed back, so the people we found are the ones who stayed behind. Teresa Drabick piled sandbags outside her front door and hoped for the best, then watched as the ocean roared in.
The waves were incredible. The water was rushing in from the ocean, and it was the scariest in my life that I've ever experienced.
Drabick lives with her disabled parents, ages 88 and 91. Both have had strokes, and her mother is brain damaged with a full-time aide. She says they evacuated last year for Hurricane Irene, but it was very hard on her parents, so this time she chose to stay. Then, by Monday morning, she realized she'd made the wrong choice and called for help.
The police department said that we had an opportunity to leave before, and they couldn't help us. So I said, well, then in that case, I need to give you a body count. I told them there were 4 of us.
They made it through the storm, but now have no power and no flood insurance.
Look inside. You can see directly the Atlantic Ocean.
At the narrow tip of the island, the mayor of Longport, New Jersey, Nick Russo, shows me multi-million-dollar beach homes that the ocean poured right through, smashing through the front and out the back, carrying everything inside with it.
People were to evacuate. It was a mandatory evacuation. The problem is, of course, we cannot legislate good common sense. Some people did try to stay. Eventually, we had to rescue them, put our people in harm's way because they didn't use good common sense.
Start taking the fronts of all the washers and just lay them up on top of the washers.
I find Craig Argus starting to clean out the laundromat his family runs in Atlantic City.
We've been on this corner 26 years and only had 6 inches of water in this building once.
Sandy pushed past the sandbags and came in his laundromat with a vengeance.
All right, well, the water line, we're figuring it, we had about 2 feet, 2.5 feet, deepest I've ever seen.
He's enlisted his girlfriend, brother, nephew, everyone he can to try to hose the place down before it starts to stink. And they're trying to flush the salt water out of the washing machine's motors in hopes they can salvage them. The big economic engine in Atlantic City is, of course, the casinos, the giant glittering towers lining the oceanfront. And all 12 casinos here have been shut down since Sunday, which means millions of dollars in losses every day. So this may be the oddest sound in Atlantic City right now. A dead silent casino floor. The thousands of slot machines, Siberian Storm, Hot Roll, Pele, the Hawaiian Goddess, all powered down.
It's kind of eerie, yeah.
Tony Rodio is the president and CEO of the Tropicana Casino and Resort. He says the casinos sustained minimal damage, but with traffic lights out and debris in the streets, it's prudent for the state to keep them closed for now. He doesn't know when the casinos will reopen, but even when they do, it won't be normal.
If you think about where our customers come from, it's mostly New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And those three states all got hit pretty bad. But again, we're thinking about things and looking about things from a long-term perspective. You know, once people come through something like this, they're going to want to look for a weekend or an opportunity to get away and escape and get away from reality for a weekend. So we'll be here and ready, willing, and able to offer that.
Some good news, the winds have died down today, so crews can get up in bucket trucks to work on restoring power. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, I'm Melissa Block.